And welcome to another edition of Poppy's Basement. I'm your host. Why are you laughing, Ava?
Because we're just getting right into
We're just cutting right in.
Okay.
Just stick it in soft, as the expression that my friends coined that doesn't mean anything.
Like a little knife case slides right in.
Yeah, just go for it. Poppy's Basement. Show sites in poppy'sbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. My writing, when I occasionally do it. Really, it's just the episodes. Let's be honest, I'm not writing anymore.
Oh, you need to do more of that.
The kids love it. The kids love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, subscribe to us using the podcast app if you have an iDevice, because there's a divide between your music, your podcast, your iTunes. It's very simple and intuitive. Why wouldn't you be able to get a podcast on iTunes? Why the hell do I know?
Mm-mm.
But you can't. You got to use the podcast app. And if you have a Droid, because you're a disgusting poor person, or a tech nerd who wants to jack to the extra gigahertz or whatever the hell processor you have.
I get more gigahertz.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I can put a storage card in, a 64 SD card, shave all the porn I need to.
That's kind of Durst mixed with, like...
Of course, like, I jacked to them all.
Yeah, with, like, Johnny Carson almost.
Yeah. A little Frank.
Yeah, it's a little Frank.
I don't know what voice that was. It was supposed to be Frank.
Yeah, it was?
Let's not cover here.
All right.
Supposed to be Frank, and it failed miserably.
Eh.
But yeah, subscribe, rate us, tell your friends. That's the big thing. Like our buddy Nate Gonzalez,
yeah.
who was brought on by a loyal listener.
Mm-hmm.
That's
how it works. I'm friends with him on the old Book of Face now.
Good old Nate, brought in by Dante.
Uh huh.
We have apparently a pretty Hispanic audience.
I might be.
Those guys
with Dante
account for 50% of it, yeah. So we play across the races. If you need us to sell any Fabuloso, give us a holler.
There. You're terrible.
Oh, I'm such a bitch. Such a catty bitch.
He's such a bitch.
I'm down because it looks like we tore through the last of the good Costco toilet paper.
Oh.
And I put on the new roll, and it was the, what I call, poor person toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
Where it feels like you're wetting origami paper when you're trying to clean back there. And I don't like that. I like getting in like I'm trying to buff out a scratch on a car.
Ew.
I really want to... I kind of want to feel entry, you know? Like all the...
Ew.
Not all the way.
Just the tip.
Yeah. Like a mom checking in on a sleeping toddler at night. Like they open the door and the head pops in. She goes, aw. That's what I want when I wipe. Just a little aw. And I can't do it with this stuff because it breaks apart like a meteorite in the atmosphere.
It would stay there.
Yeah, and I have all that hair back there because I'm Greek.
Yeah.
So it just...
I can only imagine.
It gets all caught, and then I'm in the shower at night.
Like, it comes out.
Yeah, like someone with a gluten intolerance, like picking croutons out of a salad. Just, I didn't order this. Yeah. We should also plug all of our affiliates that do the mm-hmm. Lord's work and carry this show. More Like Radio, they're having their third anniversary kind of meetup thing right now. It's down in Florida, and I can't be there.
Yeah.
Because it's... What am I going to do?
It's in Florida.
The last time I went to Florida, I wound up in a strip club with Wee Man from Jackass.
Really?
Yeah, and one of the girls I was with just pulled out her tees, and then it was like, oh my god, John just saw my tees. And it's like, am I a cavefish? Once you pulled them out in front of me, yes, I did see your tees.
Yeah, I'm gonna look.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I don't care what an asex you think I am. I can certainly stare, memorize, and jack after the fact. Yeah, it was whatever. Been to Florida too many times. And let's see, there's also Stuff Dudes Like.
Yeah.
I like them.
I like them too.
They like me. Because I'm a stuff that dudes like.
Hell yeah, you are.
And last but not least, the Misfits Network, hosted by the lovely Alia Janine,
mm-hmm.
former adult star.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's sick of being billed that way, but like, I'm going to level with you, Alia. Guys like porn,
mm-hmm.
and if I could say I was in porn and I was a hot girl, I would. I'd say it all the time. It would just be on my business card.
Former.
Yeah, it'd be like, former, I don't blow guys anymore on film, so don't treat me that way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do want to see my jugs, it's a Google away.
What's her name again? Alia Janine?
Alia Janine.
Okay. That's a hot name.
It is. She's a hot actress. I actually I became Twitter friends with her a long time ago, not knowing she was in porn. Like, I just knew her from comedy. And she had a ton of followers. So I was like, oh, I need to get in on this.
Cool.
And we chatted for a while. And then she mentioned something about a porn past. And I was like, what the holy hell? Excuse me?
Say what?
Yeah, putting the old man ear megaphone up. Pornographic past. Yeah. Lady. And I looked it up. I was like, wow, I wish more Twitter followers were like this.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
That probably made your day.
Yeah, that was nuts. That was a good time. And what else do we have to plug? Oh, yes, the comic that I do.
Yeah.
The Spookies, the webcomic. We crushed our Kickstarter goals. I don't like saying crushed. It's like, click on the link to see this one thing that will change your mind forever. It's you won't believe what you'll see. I hate that clickbait crap, but we probably set our goals too low because we did get the $400 or whatever we wanted in like 48 hours.
Oh,
still keep giving us money. I'll post a link to donate in the show post, and you can just Google The Spookies Kickstarter. Again, my webcomic. Give us money.
Giving money.
All right. You ready to actually start the show, Buttafuoco Pants?
I am.
I feel like Joe Rogan. I think we just did like 8 minutes of commercials to show to
Sorry,
start
I'm
the show.
Sorry, I'm looking up Allie O'Janine.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
cute.
Yeah, yeah.
She's hot.
She's a hottie. I actually talked with her yesterday because I'm such a dummy about uploading shows to the network. And I'm just like, can you walk me through this? I'm stupid.
Can you help me?
Yeah. And then we just like BS for a half hour and I did nothing even approaching an actual upload with her on the show or on the phone. I was like, well, I'll call you if I need help tonight. And then I just watched Game of Thrones and Veep and Silicon Valley and went to bed. So
nice.
Sorry, AJ, baby doll.
Sorry, I'll get back to you, AJ.
Yeah, I'll upload today.
Today.
Unless I forget. So, yeah, let's start the show, Buttafuoco Pants.
Okay. I am wearing pants that look like Joey Buttafuoco right now.
You look like Long Island Trash.
Thank you.
From the early 90s.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You look like a blonde guinea princess.
Thank you.
Like, if I were coming home from the construction site. Actually, I'm sorry, according to Living on a Prayer, where did I work again? Was I worked on the docks?
Yeah, you worked on the docks.
Where did you work, Gina?
I used to work on the docks. Where did I work?
I don't know.
Union went on strike.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have to sing the whole thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Sing it.
No!
We're waiting. Come on.
Johnny used to work on the docks.
All right.
Union went on strike. Down on his luck, it's tough.
Okay,
so
sure.
Tough.
Oh, yeah! Okay, great. You remember the part I needed. Thanks, buddy. You sound like me. That's like a karaoke where everyone's 8 rum and cokes deep. Super freak!
What karaoke is it?
I don't know. Sometimes people take it seriously. Like Howard, former co-host Howard, who's actually part of a karaoke league.
Are you kidding me?
No.
God.
I know, he couldn't be more Asian if he was, like, getting off stage
to
play a hand of baccarat.
Bach.
Baccarat.
Baccarat.
Baccarat?
No.
It's not like...
I go with a pro, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You have a real-life gambling-addicted Asian in your life, so...
I do.
He's probably corrected that pronunciation 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
With his little bamboo just, like, caning across the backs of your hands. It's baccarat!
Baccarat! And then when you want to be cool, you just say, Bach. I'll see you at the Bach table.
Really?
Yeah.
Like JS?
Yeah.
Well, what we wanted to talk about first.
Yes.
What the world is talking about. Actually, probably not. It was on Friday. This is Monday. So the world has moved on to the Nepal earthquake.
Yes.
And the bloody mixed race riots of Baltimore.
Oh, jeez.
But I wanted to talk about Bruce Jenner.
Yeah. Brucey. Bruiser.
Bruiser. That was the first TV thing I've been a part of, really, since Super Bowl. Like, that's the last time I sat down and watched a live event where I'm like, other people are watching this in the same manner as me.
Okay.
It kind of made me miss TV. Like,
oh, yeah?
Actual TV. Yeah. It made me think back to, like,
You're, like, such a TV hater, too. That's nice to hear.
Well, it made me think back to when TV wasn't hateable and, like, Thursday night would roll around and at 9 p.m. it was, like, Seinfeld. And
mm-hmm.
you're like, everyone in America
is watching,
minus those that in 20 years will ride in Baltimore, is watching this right now with me, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Yep.
Around the water cooler.
It'd be the water fountain.
Yeah, exactly. We were all high schoolers.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it, I was just strangely pumped for seeing that, even though I don't care about the Kardashian show whatsoever.
I watch it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
My mom loves it. I am not one of those people that's like, oh, I'm so above it, but I don't watch it out of the corner of my eye.
Like my dad.
Yeah, like, it'll be on, and I'll, like, walk through as I'm going out the door and catch 30 seconds and just stare at her, and I'm like, you're not a stupid woman. Why?
Yeah.
And then I leave.
She's so rich.
Who, which one?
Kim.
She's not a she yet.
Oh, Bruce.
Bruce is still a man. Male pronouns.
Yeah, he's still
pronouns.
Got his male parts.
Yeah.
Good for him, though. I mean...
No, who's richest in that family, in all honesty? Is it... Well, no, is it the bitch mom? Because she has her finger in every pie? Or does Kim make a lot independently?
Well, she gets 10... She's the manager, so she... Or the momager.
Momager.
So she gets 10% of whatever Kim
makes.
That's
what I'm saying.
Kim makes way more money. And she's married to Kanye now. And
but you get a lot of 10s, it adds up. Doesn't she have... Like, she's making 10 off of every one of those little brunette asshats.
Kim makes more money. I think she's the richest.
Okay.
Listen to me.
I know they got Kylie...
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me see if I can name all the dwarves.
I can name them all.
There's Rob.
Mm-hmm.
There's Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the one that was going to trip me up. Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the Sasquatch or the one that looks kind of like Kim? Like an ugly Kim?
Really, that's the really tall one.
Chloe and Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, look at me.
There you go. And Kim, of course.
Yes, of course, Kim.
Yeah.
Who I was obsessed with like 7 years ago.
She's hot.
Oh, 7 years ago, she was great.
She's still hot.
No. She's gone overboard with the work. I'm sorry.
I like it.
Well then. Agree to disagree. Let's get back to Bruiser, though.
Yeah, Bruiser.
For once, let Bruiser, the only person who had an actual talent in that family, by the way.
Yeah, so talented. So athletic.
Yeah, the way he focused on the decathlon and athletic training is how the rest of them focus on black penis. But that's not really a skill. I could go out 2 hours from now, be jacking, just skiing.
No, you couldn't.
Of course I could.
No, you couldn't.
I would be a delectable vanilla wafer
on
the black gay market.
No.
You really think I couldn't post on Craigslist and say, hey, black men.
I don't.
White hands for your members.
I don't.
That hurts.
Why?
That hurts. I thought the, you know, I'm not saying I get good looking ones. It'd be like two CeeLos or something.
CeeLo has really small hands. It grosses me out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I'd look huge if he reciprocated.
Yeah.
It'd be like, John,
I'm just kidding. Of course you could get two guys.
And the fat guy from What's Happening.
Yeah. Of course you could get them.
Or Booker, Buffalo Butt.
Yeah.
Good times.
There you go.
It'd be portly black men.
No, you could get good looking ones.
Well, yeah, but like as a cum and dump, I think. Like they wouldn't stick around. Maybe they would.
Do you want them to?
I don't want to feel too used. I don't want to like text back and then it's just like this number's been blocked. Like I'd like to think they'd at least pay lip service for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Like, oh sure, we'll do that again.
Sure.
And then after a while I don't get texted back, but I get eased into it.
Yeah. Why did we get on this tangent?
Because I need the world to know that I want to be loved.
You are loved.
All right, yeah. So I just, weird. You know, if anyone's in the audience thinking I'm going to jack them and be okay with never getting texted again, I want them to know they've got another thing coming. They got a rude awakening.
Rude awakening from Papa Giorgio.
Yeah, but Bruce is the only guy that did anything.
Yeah.
Maybe you can say the mom. What's her name?
Chris,
there you go. Chris kind of has a talent. She knows how to whore people out.
I
don't give her enough credit for the fact that, at least the way they build it on the Diane Sawyer special, she is what got Jenner, like, money again.
Yeah.
She was the force behind, like, hey, you're goddamn Bruce Jenner. We're going to have you hawking every sort of Bowflex piece of crap. Did you see that little montage they had in the middle where it's like, And she got him on the infomercial train, and it was just infomercial bukkake.
But he started making money, and she started, he was like a big motivational speaker for a while.
Yes.
Like, he would go around and just give speeches to motivate people, and she started all that for him, so.
Yeah.
She's got to have some sort of.
He's like, I'm paying two women I divorced, and I haven't hanged myself yet. And the audience erupts.
Woo! That's it.
Good night.
Yeah. He's like 10 kids altogether.
I have two divorces in California. Under my belt.
Oh, God, yeah. And take all his money.
And yet I still draw breath. Yes. I would be wiping tears from my eyes after that.
California community property.
Never. Law. Oh, my God. Never get married in California. Mm. Never.
I mean,
Warren Buffett could get married in California and walk out like.
How rich is he?
How rich would his wife be post a California divorce? I don't know. He's probably got like. Fitty bill?
Doesn't he own like two states?
Yes. He actually owns people too. Yeah. He's rich enough to have slaves.
He has slaves at this point. Jesus.
I really, really liked that special.
I
like,
do too.
To the point my mom, I think, is now worried that I want to chop off my dongage and go by a chick name. She's like, you're really into this, aren't you? I'm like, yes, I am.
Yeah, you were like, I think you used the word inspired. You're like, it inspired me.
I was completely, completely and utterly inspired by this. And Bruce Jenner, I mean, I like to joke about how old I am, especially in light of my chick being like 4 years old.
So, not really a police.
Yes. So
for our faithful police officers that follow the show.
Yay! Yeah, she's not really four.
Yeah.
She's legal. But, Bruce Jenner predates me.
Mm-hmm.
By his decathlon win was 76. Mm-hmm. I came into this world 81.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't really mean anything in my youth. So I missed that boat. But mm-hmm. I look back at what the dude did. And to accomplish all of that, to be just almost like real life Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of, God, who was the last person that was held up in such high athletic regard in terms of like their virility? Like, look at this guy. He's all American. He's ripped as hell. He single-handedly beats the Soviets.
That was like, that probably like boosted him up like, to the top too.
Yeah, like every kid wants to be him, but the guy also looks like he can rumble. So that rules out like Michael Jordan or something. Like, even if I'm sure Michael Jordan could crack my jaw in half, even at 50.
Yeah.
Just because he's black. I'm not sure everyone really saw him as like this badass dude. He's successful. I don't want to say Tyson, because Tyson is just a fighter. He's the real Bruce.
Yeah, he's scary.
But, like, Bruce Jenner really was something special in his day and age. Like, I came to appreciate that watching this. And to think the whole time, he's like, I want to be a girl.
Yeah.
I hate the dick between my legs. Like, you hate waking up with morning breath. What a nuisance this thing is.
Yeah, this is annoying.
And can I get a little hammy here?
Mm-hmm.
A little cheesy?
Sure.
I'm going to use words that I want you to throw in my face for the rest of the episode.
Okay.
As I watched this, I felt a cultural shift.
I hate you.
I want to just you can rechristen this the Cultural Shift Podcast after hearing that. That's how douchey that was.
It really was.
But I felt that in a lot of ways. Like, to me, this was
awful.
This, I know. Hey, that's your new radio name, by the way. Cultural Shift.
No!
Yeah.
I'm Humps.
We'll get to your Humps later in the segment.
Yeah.
Cultural
no,
Shift.
No, can we? Okay, Cultural Shift.
CS for short.
Yes. Yeah, old CS over here.
This was, to me, like, the whole Magic Johnson AIDS things. Like, before this, to a lot of Americans, it was just this mysterious disease picking off gay dudes.
Yeah.
And after Magic gets AIDS, it's like, here's a face to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked this person a lot.
Right.
And am I going to hate this person afterward just because they disclosed this? And you're like, no, I'm not. That would be weird of me.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, their humanity shines through. And suddenly AIDS is much less weird and abstract. And it's something even Magic can get.
Right.
And that's how I felt about this, the whole transgender thing. Not, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't have a dog in the race either way. Like I said before, my day job involves me working at, like, a lot of Old Navies, Gaps, Banana Republics. Mm-hmm. And this might shock you, but there's a lot of gay men working there. That might blow you away.
What?
Yes. But there's also, like, a lot of, like, butchier lesbians. And there's even a couple, like, dudes that are, I guess, identify as women. But, you know, they're doing it on a Gap salary. So it's like, they still, like, stubble and crap. But yeah. They're, like, in a dress. And it's like, oh, I wish you had more money. Yeah. So you could get further down the pike on your journey, yes. My friend.
So it wasn't just a pipe dream.
Yeah, but you'll, like, just cash it. I like how you mugged for the non-existent camera after delivering that line.
Pipe
you're
dream.
Like, pipe dream. And then you wink like Goldie Hawn on Laughing. Get it?
I do. Maryland girl, Goldie Hawn.
Really?
Yeah, my dad, every time Goldie Hawn comes up, my dad always says that.
So. I like to pipe her.
Maryland girl. He always brings it up.
Good for Tommy.
Outside of D.C., so. I love him.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not.
Were you, okay, so this is my question. For like sure. Months coming up to this,
yes.
This big interview with Diane Sawyer, which I enjoyed very much too, and I love Diane Sawyer, so I'm glad she was the one that did the interview and not Bob Walters.
I don't really know anything special about Diane Sawyer. Like, I don't know why her credentials would shine compared to anyone else's. She's aged pretty well.
Especially
for a blonde girl.
She looks great.
Okay. I'll give her that much.
For a blonde girl.
Well, let's be honest.
Shut up.
Blondes age in dog years.
Shut up.
They're like little baby.
I got mistaken for a high schooler the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
How old was the guy doing it?
Probably a sophomore.
No kidding.
Yeah.
As he walked away, he was humming, "Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson."
No, he wasn't.
He was.
He thought I was a high schooler. I think younger than you.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
We'll go to the mattresses over this one.
And I am younger than you, so.
Yeah, but I look it.
No, you don't. I look way younger than you do.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Now you're just sounding stupid.
No.
Continue.
No.
Just continue.
No. No. Everyone agrees with me. No one agrees with you.
Whatever. Later in the show, that we'll do a Vain Young off. We'll
sure.
Film a YouTube segment.
Sure. So coming
we're
up,
we're both paunchy disasters. We're both a couple of PDs.
My hunchback of Notre Dame. Okay. So coming up to this, did you think that he? I for a while. When this first started out and came out, like, you know, in Us Weekly and People and, you know, which is are my Bibles. I read them religiously.
Yeah.
Like, for a while, I thought he was just fucking with the media.
Oh, you said a cuss.
I did. I'm
you
sorry.
You said a cuss.
I'm sorry. Sorry,
no
John.
One's laughing now.
Sorry, John.
Go continue.
Okay.
I just have to write down the time signature.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Sorry for the kids listening.
You can't you can't apologize away that F-bomb. Just
I know. I'm sorry.
Go on.
So, for a while, I thought he was effing with the media.
Don't you think that would be a weird way of going about it? That would be like...
But I think people have done it before. Celebrities have done it before,
but not to any real depth. That would be like Freddie Mercury constructed a whole bisexuality thing just to screw with the media. And he's like, guess what? I'm all about the pee. I am all about the kitty. I've just acted real fruity for 20 years to screw with you guys.
The kitty?
The kitty.
Ew.
That's what we say when we don't want to get bleeped on Papa's Basement.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Continue, Andrew Dice.
No, I'm Joey Buttafuoco.
Same pants.
Yeah, same pants. Hickory dickory dock.
Oh!
Oh! But for a while, I thought, in the very beginning, I thought he was just messing with the media. And I didn't...
Again, it's just a unique... That's interesting.
I don't know. And then I didn't believe it for a while. And I don't know why. It's not like I have a problem with transgendered people. I went to school with a young man who's now a woman.
I love it when white people are like, this is how I'm liberal.
I'm so liberal. I had a brush with it. So it really deeply affected my life.
I have a gay, Negro, transgender sister. Is that not the preferred nomenclature?
Nomenclature. But yeah, for a while I just didn't believe it at all. And then he was so honest and peaceful. Like, he seemed really happy to be talking to her. Don't you think? Like, he just seemed really happy to just get it off his chest.
Yeah, I would be too.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Dude, I have little secrets that it bugs me I can't share about myself. Tiny.
Like what?
I don't know, my crippling porn addiction. I guess I just shared that. But that's about it.
That's not a secret. Nah. You tell me all the time.
Like every other episode it's mentioned.
Yeah.
For him to just have to squelch who he was that long, stop pretending you're blowing the mic.
Sorry.
Once we get a video segment, a video component to the show, that would be amazing.
Okay.
You could just do that. That would be your role on the show. Just blowing various mics. The listeners can send us different classic mics, and then you'll just perform fellatio upon them.
And then just shots of my hump from different angles.
Yes, your big back spine hump. That I rub for luck before every episode. I just rub it till it shines. I'm like, make me funny, hunchback.
The hunchback of Pennypacker.
We don't live in a culture with hunchbacks, so I don't think people know that old, I don't even know if you call it a stereotype, more practice. Like, if you see a hunchback, you're just supposed to rub the hump for luck.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
You just made that up.
No.
Oh, wow.
And then there was a famous moment that my mom always likes to quote with my dad putting his foot in his mouth using a Greek expression.
What did he say?
What he said, he was around a hunchback in some social situation. What? You haven't partied with a hunchy? And, there's an expression, I guess, conveying, like, you know, what am I, garbage? But it's, what am I, a hunchback? And my dad loudly proclaims this, and this hunchback just turns around, probably like his one huge eye and his one little eye, just like, wah! At my dad. And my mom always liked telling the what am I, a hunchback story.
I'm laughing so hard at that line. What, you've never partied with a hunch?
Never hunched it up? With an HB?
Never party with a hunchy. I love that. I'm sorry. Oh my god, that was funny.
But what really got to me about the whole show, and, you know, good on him, I loved probably the starkest thing that I saw that really just, like, smacked me across the face. Mm-hmm. Smacked me across. How dramatic can I get? Just assaulted me.
Yeah.
I'm just using clickbait verbiage in the show now. Kill me. What really stood out to me was seeing comedians that, like, there's no way these people don't self-identify. Not only is, like, mildly liberal, but probably, like, stridently progressive.
Right.
Like Conan O'Brien, Cicely Strong, who did the Correspondents' Dinner. I don't know if we're getting to that later in the show or not.
Yeah.
But every so, you know, they would punctuate all these... Yeah, that was a dainty belch into your clenched fist. Sex appeal, hunchy.
Shut up!
They would show clips of these guys just openly ragging on... Bruce Jenner's, like, transformation, or whatever the hell it's called. Transitioning.
Just called him Bruce Jenner.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh. Slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Jenner's, like, transitioning into a chick. And it was just, I won't call him mean, and I support anyone making any kind of joke, but these are guys that, like, if I was like, hey, I got a good black joke for you, they would be like, you are disgusting.
Yeah.
What time period are you from?
Right.
I would never do that on my show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're fired from the writing staff. But it's like, well, here's a joke about a transgendered individual transitioning. Cool. I will nail this one out of the park.
Right.
Like, they looked as sensitive as someone doing a blackface routine in 2015, delivering these lines.
Well.
They did. I'm sorry.
Interesting. It's an interesting comparison.
It really, like, in the span of a 2-hour special, I think a lot of people walked in. And they would have laughed at that stuff. And let's be honest, I would have laughed at it after, but I'm a piece of crap.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, again, who think they are progressive and intelligent and insightful, they would have been like, ho, along with this. And by the end of the special, you're just like, what a hateful and vile thing to say.
Right.
And they also showed, like, a paparazzo who was like, hey, Bruce, when are you going to transition to "Fool woman," and then, like, you know, gave a cat call afterward.
What? I don't remember that
one. You don't
part.
Remember that one? Ew. Yeah. And you're like, that's horrible. Like, in retrospect, you're like, that's the worst thing I've heard in a
also
long time.
Like, a father, like, his kids are in the media, too. They're hearing all that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that pisses them off.
But it really, I walked out of that, and I was like, God, if you didn't appreciate the humanity of what you just witnessed, and it didn't dawn on you that, like, what the hell do you care what other people do?
Right.
If it's not, like...
If it's not affecting you in any way, or hurting yeah. you. Yeah.
And I was deeply saddened by humanity.
Right.
Because apparently a lot of people care about this. It somehow matters to them that someone else, their entire life, feels like they're in the wrong body. And they're like, well, God put you in that body, so you're staying in it.
Yeah.
Jesus loves.
Yeah. I can't remember what comedian it was, but said something. It wasn't in a routine about, like, they couldn't wait to watch the spectacle that they thought that this interview was going to be, you know, Bruce in a dress with makeup on. It wasn't that at all.
No.
It was just a man sitting there being really honest about his life.
Yeah, saying, you know, he felt like a woman since yeah. age 5, used to steal his sister's and his mother's
that's
clothing.
That's right, that's right.
Had to memorize where everything in the closet went. By the way, what he was describing was how it was with me looking through porn. It was like, the Club International was third from the top, the Hustler was on top, open to the Beaver of the Month collection.
This is your dad's stuff?
Yeah, 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 you just had to be like, photographically memorize the order of the pornography.
Well, that was like me stealing my parents' liquor, knowing exactly where the line was.
Yeah, you know, no, it's like playing the match game with a hard-on.
Yeah, how much water to add to this.
Oh, God, yeah. I remember my dad, like, I would drink an entire bottle of whiskey and, like, save just enough so that, like, the rest of the water that got dumped in would color the whiskey.
Yeah, and your dad drinks and he's like, no.
Yeah, he's like, what happened to this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, maybe some water leaked out of the J-trap because he kept it under the sink. And he's like, yeah, through the lid.
Yeah,
we just kind of looked yeah. at each other and I walked away.
Yeah, you're like, Will did it.
Yeah, it was the cat.
Eva Critchin did it.
That comes years later.
Yes. Like a year and a half later.
Little baby Eve.
Little big drunk baby Eva.
Hitting the sauce.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want to sound enlightened here, because God knows, Eva, hell, you hear me off air. I say horrible things.
Yeah.
Not really for comedic effect.
Yeah. They always make me laugh.
Yeah. We're in this together, buddy.
Yeah. You're the only one that can call me a hunchback and I won't get mad.
No.
Now. Wow. I was really, like, kind of, almost like, just like, grossed out by Wendy Williams's...
Oh, are we going to get into the reactions?
Yeah.
There were a lot of celebs who... Well, I don't want to say a lot of celebs because that implies that I'm going to remember who they were.
Right.
Like the position of my dad's pornography. And
the pornography is way more important.
I mean, it was back when I had two brain cells to rub together. It takes a lot for me to recall how to spell my last name at this point, people.
I know how to spell it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And, but more than one person tweeted things along the lines of, like, how is this even an issue? Why are we even discussing this? And I want to say, because kind of tweets like that, like, you can't appreciate that I guess we're not all as enlightened as you, Galileo.
Right.
Like,
because it is an issue. Because it's...
Because there's still people who would, like, rather kill this guy than let him get a...
Exactly.
You know, let his hot dog get spidered and shoved up his body.
I mean, I don't know the law, but I'm sure there's certain states that won't even perform that surgery. Doctors won't perform it, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, like they make you think they're going to do it, and then you wake up and you're buried up to your neck in the sand, and then everyone throws rocks at you.
Or they just give you the Ken doll.
Yeah, just pull them off.
Yeah, and you wake up like the Ken doll, and then you have like a, what do they call them, colostomy bag.
Yeah, but that's when your guts like get sucked out through the turlet in an airplane.
Do you poop in that?
Yeah, you kind of like chew, and it bypasses your entire colon.
And it comes
out
as poop.
Like, kind of like RoboCop's food. That's how I think of it. Like when the black guy puts it in the Dixie cup. And
the original RoboCop?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only one I've ever seen.
Tastes like baby food.
That guy went to my school, Peter Weller.
Oh yeah, he's awesome.
RoboCop.
I love me RoboCop 1. I like the remake.
I've never met him, but I just his picture's up at school.
Like, should have.
Famous people. I wish I had. That'd be cool.
Yeah, and then you should have just had him say lines that weren't in RoboCop. Be like, come with me if you want to live. That's not my thing.
That's not me.
Back away from her, you bitch. Just every 80s sci-fi thing that isn't his.
That's mean. You look very content right now. Just your...
You like that? Yeah, just like my chin on my fist. I look like I'm ready to listen.
You especially really do.
I look, yeah.
You do.
Channeling my inner Fraser Crane right there. But what did...
is this even an issue?
There was a lot of that, and there was also a lot of... He's 65. What does it even matter at this point? Which, I don't know if there's like a less empathetic thing you could say. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, let's imagine that you are your straight self, a straight man. And for 65 years, you weren't allowed to bang a woman. Would you, when let's, whatever totalitarian, anti-heterosexual regime.
Yeah. You had to have sex with a man the whole time?
You just had to go asexual.
Okay.
And then at age 65, they're like, hey, you know what you've been spanking off to since you were old enough to get a hard-on? You can do it now.
Yeah.
Would you go...
He's 65.
I think that ship has sailed. Save that for the younger...
Yeah, give it to those guys.
The younger straights.
No way.
You would die on such a puss bender... Like 6 hours later.
Like David Carradine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Except instead of a noose, it would just be a 19-year-old you paid to sit on your face. Just be like, pretend I'm a Kawasaki and ride. Like, you would cash out your 401k yesterday and buy as many hookers as you could and die covered in them.
Yeah.
It would never cross your mind that it's too late.
Who said that? He's 65.
Oh, I heard that. That was like more than one witticism from a comedian. Like, ain't this too old? He's just going to be an ugly bitch anyhow. I like how I made the comedian. I forgot black. Let's just blame Bill Bellamy or Mario Joyner.
It sounded a little more southern.
Maybe he's a southern black.
Yeah. Yeah. Let him do it. And he also, he obviously has the funds to be able to get this done.
Right,
he'd be inexpensive.
He could have it done to himself and his entire staff if he wanted.
If he felt like it.
Just be like, we're going to be Fox Force 5, fellas. Who's up for this?
Come on, guys. He kind of has like a nasally, like kind of nerdy voice. It's funny.
You almost made him sound like, oh, God. Why? The caddy fruit from, now you're making me.
Wait, a caddy gay man character?
Oh, the 70s guy who was barely the Roger, the alien from American Dad is based on. Who is this? Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. I didn't know Roger was based on anybody.
Hold on. He is...
Is Roger gay?
Paul Lynde. Get him, boys. The Scoutmaster from Simpsons.
Go get him, boys.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to use your claws.
I didn't know that. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's all references to Paul Lynde, who was like...
That makes a lot of sense to me, and it just makes a lot of... I think about Seth MacFarlane a lot. I think about that man a lot. I know that's weird, but I want him to be honest. I think he's gay.
I'm pretty sure he is. Yeah. You can't be that into musical numbers, but the guys from South Park are. And I'm pretty sure that like they're not banging each other in their off hours.
Maybe on piles of money.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I'm straight, and, like, musicals hold beyond zero appeal to me. Like, even when Book of Mormon was huge, and it was like, come on, it's from the guys of South Park. I'm like, cool, if they filmed a snuff film, I wouldn't watch that either. Like, why do I care? Just because it's from them. Oh, it's in a genre I absolutely abhor.
It's hilarious.
I'm sure it is. Oh, and I have to bust out a Paul Lynde quote that Gilbert Gottfried mentions on his podcast like every third episode. And I think he was in a dingy comedy club.
Yeah.
And he goes, this place smells like a sea, I think. Sea rhyming with hunt, Not C rhyming with rock.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I think. Now I'm looking at it. I know exactly who he is.
Oh, and there was also after a film with Anne Margaret, and there was like a cast party afterward or a rap party, and every guy was just heaping superlatives upon Anne Margaret, and he gets up and he's like, "I guess I'm the only one of us not trying to F Anne Margaret." He was really great. Like, I can watch Paul Lynde YouTube clips all goddamn day.
I'm mad that you brought him up because I'm probably going to do that all day.
Oh, it's amazing.
I'm not going to go on my audition later. I'm not going to do anything.
Just watch Paul Lynde, Hollywood Squares.
Eva, are you all right? Yeah. My parents. I'm watching Paul Lynde, Mom. I could watch him all day long.
Too. Oh, he was a witty gay man.
He was.
But Wendy Williams, what did Wendy say?
She was referring to him as Belinda.
Oh, that's
like,
funny.
Yeah, hilarious. And like, you know, riling up her audience that they're just like obsessed with her, like Oprah's audience is. They're like, cracking up.
Oh, what? Is that how it works? Like just one black chick calls it quits and you have to.
Yeah, and you come up. And then called him Belinda, was calling him a fame whore.
That's what I would do to fake fame. It's the same way I tried to assassinate Reagan. Yeah. I'm actually John Hinckley Jr.
You
Papa
are
Giorgio's a stage name. I did it all for you, Jodie Foster.
Like, it's like, yeah, she... Referring to him already as she, which he's still a man, and he was like, no, refer to me as a man still.
Yeah.
He said that in the special.
Until it happens.
You know, and then she's like, you're a father. How dare you?
You know, again, you need to how dare you be born this way?
Yeah, you need to be concentrating on your family. And then she brought up which you brought up to me too, the youngest one, Kylie, dating a 25-year-old.
I mean, that's the same thing you'd say to a diabetic, right? Or someone on dialysis, and they needed to go in a couple hours a day and get their kidneys cleansed. You'd be like, the time this takes from your family, disgusting.
You are disgusting.
Learn to live without a kidney.
Wendy Williams, she just rubs me the wrong way occasionally.
Well, let's be honest. When it comes to chicks that look like dudes, I don't see how Bruce post-transformation isn't going to look more feminine than Wendy Williams.
Maybe that's why she had to get those giant fake knockers.
Maybe that's why she's like throwing down the gauntlet. She feel like it's like a femme guy who's like gay on the inside and he has to act like really homophobic.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, those disgusting queers.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, how dare they do what I want to do.
She's...
Like,
she annoys me though, man.
I'm not saying I wouldn't hit it, but like... She's...
Wendy?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
All right.
What do I care? She's born a chick and has the parts and isn't fat.
Is that... Are those the three requirements?
Yeah. Yeah.
Born a chick.
Yeah, as much as I'm for the trans thing...
Not fat.
I don't know if I'd still... Like, even a dainty trans woman, I still don't know if I'd... I certainly wouldn't dabble with the downstairs. Like, if I had a couple... And they're, you know, she was like, hey, I'll blow you. I'd be like, ah, it's a story for the air. Sure.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think I dabble with the man-made stuff down
vagine?
There. Yeah. Like, if Laverne Cox from Orange is the New Black,
love her.
I don't think I'd do anything, especially because there's no way she doesn't have, like, mitts like Dikembe Mutombo. So, like, you, like, pull out your prick and you're just like, oh, it looks doll-sized. Put it back. I'm sad. But yeah, you know, it's the same way I'm not a fan of snakes, but one time I had like, you know, drank a sixer, and then my friend was like, here's my python. This all sounds very euphemistic.
Yes.
And, you know, I was like, hey, cool, I'm playing with a snake and I don't care. And then I looked at pictures of it the next day and I'm like, I would not have done that while sober.
Yeah.
That's, you know, maybe I would have taken a tuggy.
Story of my life.
From the LC, from the unfortunately named Laverne Cox. I don't know, make guarantees one way or the other. I don't, you know.
You know that she has a twin brother.
Yes, who played her
in
the origin story.
Yeah.
I like how they all have like an X-Man origin story.
Yeah.
Get it? X-Man? That
yeah,
worked too.
I got it.
It's pretty much every episode of Orange is the New Black. It's like 5 minutes of how they
got to,
up.
Yeah.
The
it's
fat,
interesting.
The fat black chick who worked for the TSA.
I love
and
her.
Steals iPads.
Hilarious.
And talks about stealing vibrators and getting crunk juice on them.
Yeah.
That is the best out of all the origin stories by far. She's like, hilarious. Girl, I got 8 of them at home. They say it's waterproof, but I broke it getting crunk juice on it or something like that. I fell off the bed laughing at that.
Yeah, she was hilarious. Yeah. They're all great. Great show.
But back to Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams just rubbed me the wrong way with her.
Yeah, but it's still, why not?
I think she just wants attention now. She's like, Bruce got attention on Friday.
Anyone commenting on it just wants attention.
I had the whole weekend off. No one's paying attention to Wendy.
I mean, could there be a bigger attention whore? Right. Attention whore glass houses, honey.
Right.
Oh, this is my important commentary on it. I have a stupid show. I have to fill it with content. But, you know, I don't have a dog in the race either way. I just feel bad. The dude lived his entire life. And, I mean, at least he had the parts long enough to make the two little ones. Those are hot girls. Jesus Christ.
They're beautiful. The one is starting to get a lot of plastic surgery, though.
What?
The youngest one that's dating Tyga.
Oh, I like how we're just cool with a 17-year-old screwing a 25-year-old guy.
Well, that's what Wendy brought that up.
Yeah.
She's like, this is your family has problems. Duh, the Kardashians have problems.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, like, had he just been cool with being a dude, none of this would have happened.
Right. It's
like,
completely
Kim wouldn't
his
have
fault.
Made the sex tape.
No.
Yeah,
Chloe wouldn't have gotten her DUI.
It's a wonderful life, except instead of losing the money that was supposed to go to the bank, it's Bruce chopping off his dong.
Yeah, that's where the issues start with the Kardashian clan.
Yeah.
No, not at all. I don't know. Wendy, man, she just... You're right, though. That's perfect. Attention whore, glass houses. That is exactly what it is.
Anyone who comments on it. At least I'm being open about it.
Right.
Like, I want you to listen to my dumb show, so I'm piggybacking him. But at least I'm not being an asshole about it and saying, the guy is disgusting.
Right.
And then I had, like, a Republican friend on my Facebook, and I thought that was one of, actually, the ballsier segments. Maybe it isn't ballsy. It's him just declaring who the hell he is. And Diane Sawyer was shocked. That was actually kind of funny to me.
Oh, when he said he was a Republican?
Yeah. He's like, Barack Obama was the first president to use the word transgender. He's like, well, that's cool, but I'm actually Republican. She's like, what? Uh-huh.
He goes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm conservative. That's how he did it.
Yeah.
So
It's probably because he has so much money, too.
Exactly.
You know,
he's like
to
a self-made man, soon to be a self-made woman.
Yeah. Well, you saw where he grew up. It wasn't like, you know, this palace that we're sitting in right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
not everything on a silver spoon like yours truly.
And me. I don't have fake flamingos in my front yard. A giant teddy bear sitting outside. I am not white trash. Okay.
I remember when I used to think you didn't have, like, you were, your clan was something to aspire to. And then, I drove up the other day and I'm like, they have the trashiest house for a mile. They are me.
Oh,
they are the Papa Giorgio's of Greenbrier.
My parents love pretending they're poor. Like
I their know.
Favorite
Such
thing.
A ruse.
Yeah, it's like their favorite.
They're the Wiggers of Portum.
Yeah.
I'm the actual black youth. It's like, you disgust me.
Yeah, my parents, that's like one of their favorite things to do.
They're the Edward Furlong to my black kid that shoots him at the end of American History X. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, for all of you that wanted to go see it.
Yeah. Things don't go well for John Connor.
No. Nor Edward Norton.
Yeah, the T-1000 doesn't get him, but a black kid with a gun sure does.
Yeah. Oh, that movie was a, like, Requiem for a Dream. Once was enough.
And just like Requiem for a Dream, I'll just watch the last 2 minutes on YouTube over and over.
Really?
Yeah, the sad part. Like, Requiem.
The ass to ass?
Ass to ass! And then, like, the big arm sword, he's just, like, wakes up with a nub.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
You don't remember that?
Like, I saw it once, literally.
Jared Leto,
yes.
However we pronounce his name.
Leto,
he just,
right?
He has, like, a big abscess.
From doing heroin?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just swells and swells, and it looks like your ass after you've had, like, I don't know, a really big helping of Thai food. Like, it's just disgusting.
Ew.
And he keeps, like, shooting H into it to numb the pain.
See, I saw it once, and I never watched it again.
Yeah, and he gets busted, like, in some just... Bumble F County, and they're like, oh, we can't really perform surgery because we're prison docs, so we're just gonna, like, hack off your arm. And he wakes up and he just has, like, a little nublet. And if I recall, he doesn't take it well. Like, I would try to, like, put a humorous spin on it and, like, waggle it like a little duck's arm and go quack quack and see if everyone else in the infirmary would laugh with me. But I'm glasses half full.
Yeah, you are. You really are.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a shift. In this
A cultural shift?
A cultural shift.
Okay. Let's culturally shift topics.
Yeah. Well, you brought up Jared Leto.
I did.
You're a jerk for putting that on my computer.
Yeah, that was some of the other news of the weekend. We could get to the earthquake in Nepal, but that's
They're saying like over 2,000 people are dead now.
I heard over 4,000.
Oh, wow.
But that was just from like the kid on the playground who also told me Marilyn Manson got his ribs pulled so he could suck himself off. So I'm not sure if we can go by the veracity.
If you could do that, would you? To yourself?
I was once thin enough where I was able to, under great effort, get like the tippy tip in my lips.
You tried?
Yeah. There's no way. Because like we all just joked about it. Like, would you if you could? And I was a flexible, thin lad. Mm-hmm. A waif. Just that. That's when the black gay men would have loved me.
When you were in high school?
Yeah, 16, 17.
On the Dexies.
Yes, exactly. On the Dexedrine.
I thought you were so cute.
Just a razor thin.
And you would wave to me in the hallway. I got so excited.
Really? Did you get little kid wet?
No.
Is that a thing?
I don't. Little kid?
I little was kid 14. Wet. Yeah. I mean, does it work at that point?
I'm not talking about that.
What? I'm not asking you to show me footage of it and get us all arrested. Get my hard drive seized. I'm just like, if you're a dude, you're getting boners from 12. Is the opposite true for?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
I really don't.
I mean, you're just lucky you can't get caught with it one way or the other. It's not like all of you are wearing white thongs. So your first period can be traumatic, and every time you get randomly wet and then called up to do a math problem on the chalkboard.
No one can see it, even if you get wet.
Oh, really?
No.
I don't understand how that thing works.
That's a good thing to admit on air.
I just, yeah, I picture like it gets wet and it looks like the beast's mouth from Sandlot. Just coating tennis balls willy-nilly. I'll take it.
Like the beast mouth in the Sandlot.
Like Beethoven when he's biting the bad guy at the end.
Oh, the movie Beethoven. Yeah. Beethoven.
Beethoven.
Yeah, but you... Oh, that was some other news, though. Sorry. To make a cultural shift.
Yeah.
Jared Leto, that picture of him from Suicide Squad, is the Joker.
Yes, the everyone who is a comic book nerd, which at this point... I'm not even going to use that term. We had
just a comic book fan.
Good old Eric Nagel of Opie and Anthony fame. Mm-hmm. On the show, and he's a big comic guy, and he pointed out, he's like, how is this geek culture, man? Like,
it's just culture.
Yeah, like Walking Dead is like the number one cable show or something, you know? He's mm-hmm. like, how are you going to call that geek subculture at this point? And he's right. So everyone who's into the Batman thing, I'll say like a Jewish name, Batman.
The Batman.
Yeah, the Batman.
Bunnyman.
Batman. Everyone into Batman is like, hey, who's going to live up to Heath Ledger, he who had his soul devoured by that succubus, Mary Kate or Ashley Olsen? Yeah, do you think they switched off on him?
Might have. Maybe that's what killed him.
Oh god, he got banged to death by the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
There are some guys who had paid for that experience.
They're pretty.
I didn't watch them grow up, so I didn't want to screw them.
I got it.
I don't get that appeal. Isn't that a weird appeal? Don't you think? Like, you see someone 12? I saw you when you
were
4. Yeah.
Well, they started on... I mean, they're right place, right time. They are so lucky.
You mean that isn't raw talent, that they have that empire of theirs? You got it, dude!
You got it, dude!
Sounds like Bob Kelly. Dude!
Like what?
There's a comedian, Bob Kelly, that's big on Opie and Anthony.
I thought you said Bobcat.
No. Like, I can't really do a Bobcat, but...
That's a hard one.
The secret to doing a Bob Kelly is just going, dude! And then fire! You got... And then it's just, you got your this, boom.
Dude!
You got your pad thai noodles, you got your peanut sauce, boom! Boom! Anyway.
Yeah, but I thought there's all these different reactions about the joke, about the Joker.
I
thought it was frightening.
You were terrified, and yeah. I don't want to say there's all these different reactions. Again, Jared Leto is playing the Joker after mm-hmm. Heath Ledger. I might be the only guy that really wasn't blown away by his performance. I probably have to watch the movie again.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was good, but everyone was like, if he had to die. This was the time to die. You know, like, yeah. Everyone was just acting like they were seeing Brando in The Godfather. And I'm like, God damn, it's good. Like, what, am I missing something here?
Yeah, you are. I thought it was excellent.
I guess so.
Watch it again. It was on the other day, and I turned it on. You know, it was on TV, so I didn't stay with it long because a commercial came on.
ew, like real TV?
Yeah, but I put it on, and I was watching him, and I was like, yeah.
What are you watching on TBS in between airings of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yeah. Ugh. What?
Just put on HBO.
It wasn't on HBO.
Don't you respect yourself?
No. Clearly.
Watch something uncensored and come on.
Well, it was Saturday morning. I don't get the TV Saturday morning. That's PK's time.
You're better than that.
That's PK's time.
Oh, so you don't have cable on both TVs?
I don't turn the other TV on. I don't know how.
Okay.
But we have two giant TVs.
Yeah, man. I know.
I don't know how to turn the one on in the living room.
There's probably a button called power that needs to be pressed.
Hold on. Give me a pen. I gotta write this down.
You have to pull out an ocarina. What's and play that? A specific, the ocarina is like a flute that's shaped like a kidney or something.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't.
It was an obscure Zelda reference. Yeah. It killed with the kids that played Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina. I was terrified by the face.
You're the only person. Everyone else can't stop laughing at, if you see it, I think he's got like his eyebrows kind of shaved off and he has a lot of tats.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird, like ha 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 Joker style tats.
Just damaged on his forehead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a little emo girl in a couple of ways, but his teeth are screwed up.
I thought it was scary. And then you made it the background on my...
I did that because you really did, not to get too racist here, but you looked like a black person seeing the first Paranormal Activity. You're like, oh, get that evil out of my house. Like, you really recoiled when I showed you an image of it.
Like
any good friend, I made it your desktop background, shut off your laptop, and then ask you to turn your laptop back on
you
for
should
me.
Have waited till I left.
I know, but
it would have been funnier.
I'm ADD. What do you want? I need my satisfaction then.
You wanted...
There's a pie. It goes in my face now. You just ate. Don't care, pie.
Now, John, don't you eat this pie.
Oh, screw this. The hell with this.
Thing. Yeah. It scared me, but now everyone's calling it, what are the insane clown posse fans?
The Juggalos.
Yeah, Juggalos, I was about to say.
Yes, and a friend of mine, Laura Caputo, who has co-hosted the show a couple times.
Is she a Juggalo?
No, but her boyfriend has, like, printed out various photos. I think there's, like, one... showing that face superimposed on the Home Alone 2 poster with Kevin screaming. Or it might have been the Statue of Liberty screaming. Because they're in New York for that one, don't you know, doll?
Oh, I love that movie. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Ew.
The Sticky Bandits.
Ew.
Shut up.
You watched the second one?
Are you kidding me? Shut up. Go on.
No, the first one you can slide on.
The first one's amazing. Bum, ba-da-da-da-da. I'm going to feed you to my tarantula.
I don't know what the hell you're quoting.
It's Home Alone 1.
What is that scene from?
Look what you did, you little jerk. Kevin, you're what the French call les incompétents. I can quote Home Alone for hours.
What part is this?
This is like when they're making fun of Kevin and he's like seeing his family like in his head and he's like, I wish I was alone. I wish I didn't have a family.
Wow, you've really like seen it recently. Or just stuck with you.
Oh, I love that movie.
Keep the change, you filthy animal. And that's the extent of my Home Alone.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Oh, and also, this is my house. I've got to defend it. I thought that, like, I had, like, a power rod watching that scene. I was like, yeah, this is the baddest mother effer. I thought he was so cool. Because I think I was, like, my age lines up with his almost exactly, right?
I think Macaulay, so, yeah.
So I was, like, seeing me being all badass.
Right.
Except I'm not a beautiful Aryan toe-headed lad, just a dirty ethnic. The cops would have seen me in a house and been like, no way he belongs in that mansion.
This is it. Don't get scared now.
Oh, God.
Oh, I can go on.
No, please don't.
Okay, sorry.
Please, please don't. But yeah, the image of Jared Leto from Suicide Squad, which I think is the all DC supervillains movie.
Actually sounds kind of cool.
I don't know. I never heard of Suicide Squad. Like, I did comics briefly when I was about 10 to 12, and I bought a lot of comic cards. I think I was more into the cards than the comics, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I know comic mythology up till about 93, 94. Like,
okay.
Oh, I got it. So, I'm guessing Suicide Squad is after that. Because I thought that was like the Legion of Doom or some crap. Isn't that all the DC villains at once?
Yeah, I looked it up.
Solomon Grundy.
After I saw the picture. That's frightening. I can't believe I can't believe people are laughing at this. This is like haunting me in my dreams. That's horrible. That is a horrible thing. I don't want to look at it anymore.
You are so sensitive.
Kitty. Little kitty.
Well, we can, let's see. We can do more.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also hit an hour.
Have we?
And I kind of want to eat because I'm fat.
Oh, I'm kind of fat too, and my hump is out of nutrients.
Yeah, you need to fuel your hump or else you won't make the trek across the desert. Your big back hump. Don't worry, my dad had a back hump too, so I'm growing into one.
Oh my god.
I kind of have to keep my like head snapped back. I look like a crash test dummy like halfway through the impact.
Every time after we do these podcasts, I have no self-esteem left.
Then my job is done. Let's call it a show.
All right.
All right, folks, this was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, the host, joined by Eva Crickson.
Hi.
I think that's the first time we gave our names this episode. Professional! The show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we have ever done. I mean every. You can go back to the really bad ones from like 07.
Ever.
When I thought it was like just funny to show up hungover and be like, I didn't do any prep, but I'm drunk still.
I listen.
Oh, God. Why?
I don't know. I thought you were cool. Still do. You
dumb bitch. You want to get a hold of us? I am at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Eva, you are going to download Twitter before I let you out of the house.
Okay.
And we'll do that, and we'll get you a Twitter presence. And then all of our listeners, that mighty army, let's come up with a cool name for them.
Okay.
Let's call them the Listeners of Papa's Basement. I like that.
God, you're brilliant.
They can all follow you on the Twitter box.
Okay.
And let's see, follow the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
On the podcast app. Mm-hmm. Funny how that works. On your iDevice. Can't use iTunes. You have to find us using the podcast app. P-A-P-A apostrophe S. Basement. And Stitcher. Again, if you're one of those creeps that uses an Android system.
Weirdo.
Just, you get an Android, it's because you hate sex.
Yeah.
You're either a weird girl, really weird tech girl, and if you're a guy, just...
But not even like a cute tech girl. Not even like a nerdy, it's cute kind of thing. You're just
You're the girl that plays Magic and played Magic for a long time.
Yeah. And you're like 40.
Yeah, they can be young and ugly. All right. We're out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.